Well, a big start to the season with Surrey in town, Kumar and KP, but on his evening in the end, and we got exactly the same out of the game as they did.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Getting a draw is a good result for us, really. The position we were in on the first day, it was a good result for us, and it was a good game of cricket as well. A lot of runs to be scored, which is unusual at this time of the year, but good to get the rust out. Two games in now, we're ready to start winning a few games.
Bit of a circus in the press box with 15 boys decamped just to watch Kev. Is that a distraction when some of that ilk walks into the Swalec, or do boys just have to raise their game?
I think it's probably a little bit different. So it probably did make people raise their game. I mean, in all honesty, to get Kevin Peterson batting at four, we had to get through Kumar Sangakkara batting at three. He was obviously a world class player and arguably one of the best players to have ever played the game. So, yeah, having Peterson there was maybe just something a little bit different. There's certainly some interest around the game, a bigger crowd than we'd usually get. But once you get on the field, those sort of things tend to go in the back of your mind. You've got your plans for different people. Our plans worked a lot better for Kevin Peterson than for Sangakkara in the end. But it was a good game. Sangakkara was fantastic, and Peterson showed the quality he's got in the second innings as well. So it's good that these guys play our game. It's good that we get the opportunity to play against them.
How does it look stood keeping 10 yards behind the strip when Kumar's batting? He's just so eloquent in the crease.
To be honest, it was an absolute pleasure. The innings he played against us was probably one of the best I've ever seen. That close, absolutely fantastic. Normally when you end up spending 96 overs in the field in a reasonably hot day, it's a tough day, but to be honest, it was a bit of a pleasure standing behind Sangakkara, and I think all the guys actually said that. Everybody was marvelling about just how good he was, and it's fantastic. And also the humility he showed in getting the runs. He was talking to people, he had a chat with people, he signed everybody's autographs, gave everybody photographs. I'm sure we certainly enjoyed playing against him, and the guys who came down to watch him play, I think, certainly got their money's worth out the day.
Interesting times at Surrey. They've underperformed. They're in Div 2 with a significant budget. How do you captain a dressing room like that with some established superstars, a few young boys coming through, and pretty much everything in between? A real challenge for the leadership team there.
Yeah, well, they've made a good appointment in captain in Gareth Batty, in fairness. He's a tough Yorkshireman, so he doesn't take any airs and graces, really. He'll certainly galvanise them. He'll make sure that those guys who maybe got their own personal goals will get in behind the team. They've got a fantastic squad, really. They've got the resources to be able to put together a squad which is the envy in a way of a lot of sides around the country. So they'll certainly be up there. They'll certainly be up there as far as promotion. They're a side who want to be in Division 1 and a side who probably should be in Division 1. But, players in the change room is one thing. It's performances on the pitch that really count. And, sides like us, maybe with smaller squads and with slightly less resources, every time we come up against a side like Surrey, that's when we're going to try and show them that we're very much a side who should be up there competing with them, beating them. And, everyone wants to be in the first division. Nobody's got a right to be there.
Two games, two draws. What will we look to improve ahead of Derby? And how big a boost to have Michael Hogan back in the squad?
Yeah, I mean, Hogue's back's a huge boost. To have gone through those first two games and not won is, on one hand, disappointing. But also to have got two draws without Hogue's is massive as well. He's a fantastic player. He really is one of the best bowlers in the country. So to have him coming back now fully fit and firing is huge for us. So, that really does enhance our chances of winning. So two draws in the bank. Hopefully we can start getting some wins on the board. We can all get behind Hogue's. It'd be great to see him back playing for Glamorgan. But also there's been some good performances all round as a side. We're playing some good cricket. We're playing a couple of flat wickets as well, which don't make it easy to get results. So, hopefully the good performances in getting a couple of draws will turn into a couple of good performances that will get us some wins.
And just finally, decent contributions from the lone boys, Craig Macheda and Andy Carter. What have you noticed in keeping to those two fellas in these opening games?
Yeah, the loan system is a really good system, which has probably been underused. I think people are just opening their eyes now to how it can help certain clubs and also help English cricket. Somebody like Craig and also Andy Carter might be spending their time at the moment playing second team cricket at counties that are stocked full of talent. But they've come here, both got opportunities and both performed really well. Craig getting his maiden first class 100 the other day, and also bagging the prize scalps of KP in the first innings and Sangakkara in the second innings was quite a game for him. So he's come in, he's with us for the season, so he's really embedded himself in the culture. He's really keen to go out and show both Somerset and everybody else that how good a player he is, and the fact he's doing it for Glamorgan is great. Andy Carter's been a breath of fresh air to come in as well. It's tough to come in just to come in for the first game of the season, have not gone through pre-season. He didn't necessarily know anybody, but he's really taken to it like a duck to water. He's in the changing room. He's really really fitted in brilliantly, and with the ball as well, he's shown some skill as well. I mean, the thing with these guys is that, you know, when they perform well for you, their home county, their ownership county may take them back, and you know that's what we want really. We want Andy Carter to be taking wickets for us, and then we want Notts to want to take him back, because that's what we want for everybody. But you know, it gives our own guys an opportunity to get fit. We've got a few guys who were injured, and also some guys to get experience in the second team before coming in to play in the first team. So using these guys to fill some holes is great.